Greetings. This is Why's That?, where WMUK explores what in Southwest Michigan makes you curious. I'm Savilla Mann. Each month we answer a question you send us. Tell us about what you notice at whyisthat.wmuk.org. Lori from Kalamazoo asked our question for this month. It's one you might have asked yourself, perhaps while you pour chemicals into your sink basin or chisel at the inside of your showerhead. Why is Kalamazoo's water full of minerals? In other words, why is the water so hard? We'll start with the source. Kalamazoo city water comes from an aquifer. If you're picturing a giant underground pool, the Public Service Department's John Paquin says it's a little more mushy than that.
Ultimately, it all starts with rain and snowmelt, and as it soaks through the ground, it collects in between particles of sands and gravels. And so when it accumulates enough that it's productive, it's referred to as an aquifer.
Kalamazoo's central well field is south of downtown. Paquin stands on the porch and points out the huts that dot the lawn.
There's six wells here, and this is where it starts. We pump the water out of the ground near 200 feet below the surface.
200 feet. By contrast, the Comerica building in downtown Kalamazoo is only 126 feet tall. Paquin says it's true. Kalamazoo's water is pretty hard. You could even say it's tough. It averages about 20 grains of hardness per gallon. That's more than twice as hard as Grand Rapids water, which comes from Lake Michigan. Paquin says groundwater in this part of the state tends to be hard.
You have a lot of dissolved minerals in it, and calcium and magnesium are two of the most common ones that easily dissolve, though there are other ones like iron.
When you see a white crust in the bottom of your tea kettle, think calcium and magnesium.
I'll kind of walk you through, shout a little bit when needed.
Inside the water plant, Paquin points out the air stripper, a big white cylinder at least two stories high that removes trace contaminants left by an old dry cleaners in the area.
If you look up through there, you can see how high it goes.
The water gets chlorinated. It gets fluoridated. But the city does not take out the minerals. We'll talk about why in a bit. How did calcium and magnesium get in the water in the first place? Western Michigan University geologist Alan Kehew says you can thank the glaciers that pushed through the region starting 30,000 years ago and wrapping up about 15,000 years later.
And there's lots of ground up limestone and dolomite that the glaciers brought down, and that's what causes the hardness in our water.
Kehew says the ice spread hundreds of feet of materials, limestone and dolomite among them, around southwest Michigan.
They made our landscape totally.
Long before those glaciers, northern Michigan was a shallow sea.
For example, Petoskey stones are fossil corals from those formations that outcrop up there.
The glaciers pushed rocks from that sea into the south. Kehew says the rainfall around Kalamazoo has a pH of about 5, meaning it's a bit acidic.
Then in the soil, the decomposing plant matter reacts with the water that's moving through, and that makes it even more acidic. It produces carbonic acid, which helps to dissolve the calcite and dolomite.
Of course, you can remove calcium and magnesium with a water softener, and many people do because hard water is hard on appliances. So if the city treats the water in other ways, why doesn't it take out the minerals? At the well field, John Paquin says citywide water softening can be done, but he says it's expensive. And while hard water might be a bother, the World Health Organization says it's not known to cause any health problems. Paquin says that means softening isn't a priority.
We'd rather invest in the other types of issues, make sure that the water's safe and reliable.
The city does remove iron at some of its plants. Paquin says iron's not a health issue either. But he says taking iron out happens to dovetail with the work the city already does to filter out organic contaminants.
It makes sense if you're going to strip, you know, aerate the water to follow it up with iron removal, then it becomes more cost effective.
Western Michigan University geologist Alan Kehew says hard water has its upsides. Unlike groundwater,
Great Lakes water tends to be softer. And that creates another problem. If you use lake water, which is soft, it tends to be more corrosive and can leach lead and other harmful elements.
As Kehew notes, acidic water without corrosion control is what caused the water crisis in Flint. That's all for now on Why's That? We'll be back next month to answer another question about life in Southwest Michigan. Tell us what in the region has always made you wonder at whysthat.wmuk.org. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.